From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The State Coastal Commission has given the go-ahead to allow pot growing for profit in Humboldt County's coastal areas. It was a unanimous vote, and the Redwood Times reports the county's planning and building director had written the commission a number of times, pushing for more urgency on the matter as potential pot growers and the county's coastal zones waited in limbo for months into the legal cannabis era. The county will cap growing at 171 permits and 62 acres total. Senator Mike McGuire wants utilities to send real-time alerts to customers about outages, where they are, how many people are affected, and estimated times of repair. McGuire says in a release, "Californians cannot afford to be without the most up-to-date information during times of disaster. That's why we've introduced SB 670, which would require telecommunications carriers to report outages to the State Office of Emergency Services when outages affect 911 service and emergency notification systems. Failure to report outages affecting 911 service or emergency alerting capabilities can wreak havoc on communities and puts the public's safety at risk." A youth-led walkability assessment will be held in McKinleyville to better enable area students to safely walk, bike, and roll to school. The assessment is scheduled for Wednesday, 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., beginning in the McKinleyville Union School District Conference Room behind McKinleyville Middle School. Participants will observe traffic conditions during school dismissal at the middle school and in surrounding neighborhoods, then use those observations to brainstorm potential solutions to make the area safer and more inviting for all users of the roadway. This is one of numerous assessments conducted around the county in partnership with the Safe Routes to School Task Force. Teachers locally and across the state are being encouraged to talk about gender identity with kindergartners and to give advice to LGBT teens about relationships under overhauled California sex education guidance. Advocates like the new recommendations, but some parents and conservative groups have argued against the policies that they say teach kids about sexuality and gender at school when they should be topics discussed at home. An 18-year-old is challenging Rex Bone for the position of Humboldt County Supervisor in the 1st District. Lost Coast Outpost receiving a Facebook message from Elias Garcia Munguia announcing his candidacy. Garcia Munguia saying in his announcement, "The youth of our county needs a voice, and I plan on not only giving the youth a voice, but giving everyone a voice." With news, I'm Peter Killeen.